From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government conducted a massive air raid on targets in rebel-held areas of Aleppo overnight and into Friday morning. This according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The fresh round of bombing comes just a day before U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. It'll be the first meeting between the two representatives since Washington and Moscow cut off diplomatic talks earlier this month. The West accuses Russia and its Syrian allies of war crimes for bombing hospitals and relief convoys in and around Aleppo as they target Syrian rebels looking to topple President Bashar al-Assad. More than 62,000 civilians are believed to have fled from Mosul in recent weeks as Iraqi forces prepare for a final assault to retake the city from the Islamic State terror group. Despite talk by the U.S. and Iraqi officials about setting up safe routes to handle the flow of fleeing civilians, aid groups say they're seeing few indications that Iraq is making adequate preparations. Instead, they say Iraqi military planners seem intent on locking down all of Mosul in an effort to make sure that nobody, IS fighter or innocent civilian, is able to leave. Experts warn it could be a humanitarian disaster in the making. Gunmen on motorcycles killed at least three Pakistani paramilitary forces on Friday in the southwestern city of Quetta. A splinter group of the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the deadly attack. Quetta is the capital of southwestern Balochistan province, where separatist ethnic Baluch insurgents and Islamic militants routinely carry out attacks. This is VOA. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos said Thursday that he's agreed to extend a ceasefire deal with the Colombian government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, in hopes of reviving a failed peace accord. The original ceasefire was due to expire at the end of October, but will now extend through the end of the year. Santos is engaged in ongoing negotiations with FARC representatives and opposition politicians to strike a new peace deal, though expectations remain low. FARC leaders refuse to budge on the already signed peace accord, and opponents say the rebels need to accept tougher terms. In American politics, U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama told Clinton supporters in New Hampshire that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's comments on women could not be dismissed.
This was not just a lewd conversation. This wasn't just locker room banter. This was a powerful individual speaking freely and openly about sexually predatory behavior and actually bragging about kissing and groping women, using language so obscene that many of us were worried about our children hearing it when we turn on the TV.
Additionally, in interviews with the New York Times Wednesday, two women accused Trump of allegedly touching them inappropriately. That report was followed by a stream of similar allegations from other women, putting more pressure on Trump. Trump was forceful in defending himself. He called their stories totally, absolutely false.
Instead of the issues, they've slandered and libeled me with false accusations, but we will not let these lies distract us.
He said that these claims are all fabricated, they're pure fiction, and outright lies. The Swedish Academy has surprised the world with its decision to award the Nobel Prize for Literature to American singer and songwriter Bob Dylan. In an unusual move, the Academy announced Thursday it was honoring Dylan for having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. Zlatica Hoke reports.
Dylan's career spans more than half a century and attracts people of all generations. His fans say the award is well-deserved. But for many people, Dylan is a musician and not an author. Social media was a Twitter Thursday questioning and even disparaging the choice. The controversy is a good thing, says Stephen Rings, music professor at the University of Chicago, who has taught a course on Dylan.
I think the pressure that it exerts on the notion of what literature can be is crucial and is really timely.
Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
From Washington, I'm Steve Karish for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.